This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, pro-family leader, and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
There's an old adage that to the victors belong the spoils. But it looks like Communist China is taking home the spoils from America's wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. China could prove to be the ultimate winner, even though it shed no blood and didn't give much aid. Communist China is right now the biggest user of Iraq's tremendous oil supply. Donald Trump summed it up best. He said, "We spent $1.5 trillion, we lost thousands of lives, but China is in there taking out all the oil, and we're getting nothing. How can our leadership allow this to happen?" Communist China also signed a strategic partnership with Afghanistan, and top Chinese government figures traveled to that country to announce that China will train 300 Afghan police officers. China is eyeing Afghanistan's estimated $1 trillion worth of unexploited minerals. Chinese companies have acquired rights to extract vast quantities of copper and coal. China made a deal for oil exploration concessions, and China is looking at extensive deposits of lithium, which can be used in batteries and nuclear components. China is the only country that has the ready cash to foot the level of investment needed to extract the materials from Afghanistan. Central Asian experts say that superpowers have historically been involved in Afghanistan because it is an Asian crossroads, and China is no exception. The Obama administration has even allowed China to take over strategic drilling interests in the Gulf of Mexico. This deal puts China in control of valuable drilling interests, and according to a pending Freedom of Information Act lawsuit, it's worth mentioning that this deal will also put cash in the pockets of Obama campaign donors and bundlers.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror, or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with Hawthorne. Glucosamine Chondroitin. Sea Cucumber. Colloidal Minerals. Superfam and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer. Our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D. MSM Sulfur Capsules and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. She is also the co-author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And this is just amazing information. We know that there is some duplicity, of course, in a lot of companies. But to think about the planning that is put into it is just amazing. And yeah, talk about conspiracy. Whoa.
Well, again, this is not a conspiracy. This is standard business practice. This is the construction of the business. This is the way you construct a multi-million/billion-dollar business. Is you actually have to plan the customer journey. Okay, the customer starts here with this product, then they move here and buy that product, and then that product, and then that product. And you say, okay, how does the customer get from this level to that level? Aha! Okay, we'll have to put in this over here. Okay. And that's the way it's planned. And it's considered incompetent management to do otherwise.
Wow.
And then that's what people need to get a grip on, is there's a process going on here. And it's that process that's lethal. And aspartame, as objectionable as it might be, is just a red flag, a marker. There are other chemicals already being put in our food. One excellent example is phosphorus, which is responsible for, you know, chronic kidney disease and osteoporosis and premature death. It's throughout all of our processed foods. There's no hue and cry about that. Why? Because it was done very nicely and discreetly. So the problem now that Monsanto has, or again, say Monsanto, it kind of misses the point, but why don't we just say Monsanto, is that Monsanto has dropped the ball by creating a situation where people have looked close enough that the process is being exposed. And that's the issue. And the issue is a loss of confidence among the customers, if you will, a loss of confidence in the process of entrusting to corporations their food and their drugs. And I think that loss of confidence is actually justified. And I think that loss of confidence is really the only solution. As long as these corporations have us citizens writing our congressmen, knocking on the doors of regulatory agencies, they are totally safe. Because what they are doing is 100% legal, protected by the courts, by the lawmakers, by the police and the military. So once you understand that, then you realize that this is not a case for petitioning the government. That's unless you like petitioning the government, which is okay. Everyone has their thing that they like. But the effective action to take is to say, hey, how do I want to feel? What kind of life do I want to live? When do I want to die? And how would I like to die? And once you answer those questions, then you say, okay, fine. What course of action does it take for me to accomplish this?
Okay.
So, I mean, that's the, you know, the essence. That may be too dense or whatever, but that is kind of the take-home message. So we still, if we've got NutraSweet under the control of Monsanto. So what Monsanto did was Monsanto basically said to G.D. Searle, you got a marketing issue here. You need to get that NutraSweet approved. Then it can feed all of your other products, and then we'll stop by you, which is what happened. So Monsanto purchased G.D. Searle. And then the drugs grew and everything, and all these successful drugs like Ambien that killed 500,000, and the NutraSweet, who knows how many are harmed by that, and then the COX-2 inhibitors, which you know cause heart attacks. So all of these incredible drugs are released, and they were just blockbuster hits. Wonderful, just wonderful. And so then G.D. Searle got spun off, purchased by Upjohn and Pfizer. And then Monsanto continued with its Roundup and genetic modification stuff. Now, Roundup also creates enough illness and disease that really feeds the drug side as well. So that's an essential one to get into the food and everything. The GMO stuff, first of all, modifies the human being, as if that wasn't bad enough, then makes the crop able to tolerate more Roundup, yet remain edible. So now it's the vehicle to get the Roundup into the human so the human becomes sick and needs the other drugs. Okay, so now we've got incredible marketing, really marketing minds working on this. This is just a phenomenal good thing as far as profits go. And so what happened then was in 1996, the FDA, so it was approved in 81, but in 96, FDA removed all restrictions on aspartame. And in 92, G.D. Searle's patent expired. And things kind of limped along, and things were doing fine. And then in 2003, Monsanto sold its drug unit, which would be G.D. Searle, to Pfizer. So now it's Pfizer, Searle, Upjohn, kind of all rolled into one. It's pretty much continued on that level. So the present-day owner of NutraSweet is not Monsanto, it's Pfizer.
Wow. And we were also told this week that there is a company in Japan that is making aspartame. So this has become not only just in this country, but certainly worldwide, that this is the case where they have this worldwide monopoly. And, of course, with the trade...
not a monopoly because it's off patent. The patent was done in 92. However... Japan, I mean, you're talking about the home of MSG. They sell it as a flavoring in a packet, 100% pure. People buy it and add it to their food. Just scratch my head on that one.
Wow.
Yeah, have you been to a Japanese market? They have a bag, white, a crystalline stuff that is labeled aspartame, MSG. Not aspartame, sorry, labeled MSG. But who in their right mind would buy a bag of MSG and add it to their food?
Right. Didn't they used to market it under Accent or something like that?
Yes. It was a meat tenderizer. Absolutely correct.
So how do you avoid all of this stuff? You do as much cooking as you can, as much, you don't buy processed foods. You grow your own food.
Well, what is that? What is it, don't buy processed food? That's a really vague thing. I used to think that was a simple statement that anybody could understand and grasp. Until 1997, a lady walked into my office, plopped down $70, and said, all I want you to do is tell me what a processed food is. That's all I want you to do. I was like, well, that's an easy $70.
Right. That's a label.
But now, that's not an easy $70 anymore. Because... you know, the seed could be genetically modified, the soils could be modified. I mean, it's endless. But the starting point is, if you have to, first of all, you shouldn't purchase your food. And that is a really, really outrageous comment to make. But if you have to purchase your food, you want to shop in only three parts of the grocery store. You want to shop in the produce section. Then you want to shop in your dried beans and grains section. And then if you're a meat eater, you might want to shop in the organic meat section. That's a pretty big might. So that's if you're shopping. Now, if you want to take it another level up, and I think everyone who can go to the next level, should go to the next level. And that really is to grow stuff in your own backyard. Don't use pesticides. If you get a good crop, fine. If you don't, eat the weeds. So your own backyard. And I will say this, if you are persistent about trying to find a way to grow something in your backyard, it may take you 3 or 4 seasons, but once you hit on it, man, it will produce so much stuff, you just have to find people to share it with. But let's just say you're not so gifted, and you know, a lot of people are not. Then, you know, put the word out that you're interested in buying things that grow in people's backyards. And someone's going to step forward and say, hey, I got something for you.
Indeed. All righty, we are going to a 3-minute break. We will be right back, and we will take some calls when we come back at 800-313-9443.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. HeartandBody.com.
Freedom ain't free, but shooting is cheap. Knob Creek Gun Range. Shoot safe, pay less, have fun. Rifles, pistols, shotguns, cannons, what you got? We got a 350-yard outdoor range, plus other secret ranges we're not even supposed to talk about. Come to Knob Creek Gun Range in West Point, Kentucky, and celebrate diversity at our next shoot coming up on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Visit our website at knobcreekrange.com to find out more information on everyday activities or to get information on the October shoot on October 11th, 12th, and the 13th. Or call 502-922-4457. Again, that's 502-922-4457. Knob Creek Gun Range, where the Second Amendment comes first. Go to knobcreekrange.com today or just show up ready to fire at 690 Ritchie Lane, West Point, Kentucky, 40177. Call 502-922-4457.
Dr. Jennifer Daniels, the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. She also is a co-author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Be sure to listen to her program on Tuesday, and it is 6 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's at Blake Radio. Okay, gardening. I think it's absolutely wonderful to do, but you have to live in the right climate. When I was in Idaho, I had an acre and a quarter. I had 27 fruit trees. I had 200 asparagus roots. I had, my garden was amazing.
I loved it. So the only thing we bought was soap and paper products.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, we traded. We had raw milk from the dairy down the road and manure from that same dairy. So it was fabulous. I loved it. I loved working in my garden.
Now, I lived in an urban situation, totally inhospitable, Syracuse, New York, but I had a larger lot, so my house was on about a third of an acre. And I was able to grow enough in my backyard to feed the family all spring and all summer.
Fabulous.
So I think you should just do what you're able to do. In other words, I wasn't a good enough farmer to figure out how to grow enough stuff to put anything away for the winter. But I could, at the end of the season, which is November, go to the organic farmers and say, okay, I'll buy your squash enough to put away for the winter, or this or that enough to put away for the winter. But, again, you have to balance how much time and effort you want to put into your farming skills. And I think right now, most people don't realize that it's really the most important skill they can develop. But putting that aside, you can develop your negotiating skills, which means to locate people in your neighborhood who have very prolific gardens, and I would do that too. And I would talk to them, I'd praise their garden and tell them what I had in my garden, and we would swap. And, of course, it was not really an even swap because they were so much better than me. But they would give me stuff I could not possibly hope to figure out how to grow. And I would give them stuff that they just didn't feel like bothering to grow. And so we would just swap.
Indeed. And that works out really well. Absolutely, really well.
Yeah. You make a lot of friends, too.
You sure do. You sure do. All righty, why don't we take a phone call? Let's take Ed in Dallas. Ed, welcome to the program.
Hello there, Deanna. How are you?
I'm good. And you?
I'm great. Just wanted to give your guest a heads up on some more of the conspiracy, the medical conspiracy. Mm-hmm. I've been doing some research for a long time. I lost my dad and my mother to cancer, and I've been doing a lot of research in the medical field as to exactly what is the doctor's number one goal. And what I have found is their number one goal to be to reduce the effectiveness of everybody's immune system. Because when the immune system is reduced in its effectiveness, the disease of all sorts can come on to a person. And, of course, aspartame and many other things do that. They do reduce the effectiveness of the immune system. But there's something that I think everyone is missing, and that is that a long time ago, they came up with a drug, which at a certain point they weren't using. They were using something else as an antibiotic against disease. And what they have done is that when they created the antibiotics from a culture, what they, and I know all the women will understand this fully. When you take an antibiotic, what it does is it suppresses the immune system to the point to where the natural yeasts within your body can increase in number. And when it does, it also grows inside the vessels of the body, and it holds back blood flow. It also, it starts in the bowel system, and it attacks the natural yeast in your bowel and keeps it from effectively working, and that's what suppresses the immune system. And I've been reading several books on the subject, and I've found that the doctors, if you have a scratch on your finger and you go into a clinic somewhere and all you need is a Band-Aid, first thing they're going to do is, well, we're going to have to prescribe you an antibiotic to keep it from, just in case it gets infected. And if you'll notice, always, they always give these antibiotics, and the number one increaser of the yeast in your body is antibiotics. And so all the other things just work with the yeast. Like, for example, in the vaccines, mercury works hand-in-hand with the yeast in your body. I'm not sure exactly how, but it helps the yeast to grow more. And so before they were using antibiotics, they were using something that you guys will probably fall off your chair, not believe, but they were using, and I've got a Merck's manual, a doctor's manual from a doctor, which shows it. They were using turpentine and also kerosene. Yes.
Our guest today is an expert on turpentine. Yes, she's got this down pat. She's fabulous.
Good.
She knows all this. Trust me.
Okay. Well, I didn't know if she knew about the antibiotic thing, because the antibiotic really, that's the basis of their conspiracy to not only to reduce the immune system, but to make sure that the yeasts in our body continue to grow so that we will get diseases. Because there was a German doctor that in his manual, he recognized that from his patients that had numerous different diseases, he said every patient that had all these diseases also had Candida albicans to a large degree. And so he had to surmise that or conclude that the Candida albicans was the basis for all disease. And I believe he's right. I really do believe he's right. I think
let's have Dr. Daniels respond to what you've said.
Okay.
Doctor?
Yes, I totally disagree, but let me explain this. So, doctors, we always do that. We take things one step, and then we stop right there. It turns out when you take an antibiotic, the antibiotic doesn't kill the organism, it kills you. It's antibiotic, antibiotic. So it kills you, it destroys your cells. The yeast then show up to eat the dead cells so your immune system can start healing. They do the same in soil. The yeast and fungus in the soil eats dead, decaying matter. When you take an antibiotic, your body starts dying and decaying, and the yeast moves in to clean and eat up that dead, decaying flesh so your immune system can lay down some new cells. So that's the antibiotic connection. The joke is it's really killing you, not any organism. Now, the next paradox is this: when this doctor noticed that wherever he saw illness, wherever he saw disease, that yeast was present, the yeast was the cause. No. Wherever he saw illness, the body's flesh was being destroyed, and the yeast was there to clean up the mess. So he confused the mop with the flood. So then we get down to the doctors creating illness. Doctors don't make those decisions. The doctors are given protocols which they must follow. Those protocols are enforced. But the doctor deviates from them. He loses his license, everything he owns.
All righty, let's pick this up on the other side. This is really important, very, very important. We'll be right back in 4 minutes.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. And she has a candida cleaner that is just wonderful. It's spruce extract,
Thank
right?
You. Yes. One way of looking at it.
Sounds better.
So the thing to understand is the doctor does not have free will. The process I mentioned to you before, where a corporation creates what's called a customer journey, okay, and the customer is called the patient, enters the doctor's office, gets drug one, it's called an antibiotic. Then he gets a complication, let's call it yeast. Then he gets drug two, then he gets this, and then. And his whole journey is planned. It is not planned by the doctor. It is planned by a drug company, maybe an insurance company, maybe a hospital. And the writer of that protocol also has the authority to punish the doctor should he fail to listen to that protocol. So the drug companies who write many murderous protocols, if the doctor doesn't follow the protocol, they can blow him into the licensing board. If the hospital writes a protocol, the doctor's in the hospital, he doesn't follow the protocol in the hospital, then the hospital can revoke his privilege to use the hospital, which is where he earns money, for specialties who are hospital-based. And they can, again, prevail upon the licensing board to take away his license. So your doctor's day-to-day concern is not whether or not you'll get better or not, but keeping his license. And it's a tough job. It's pretty stressful. And he has all these competing protocols. He's in the hospital, he's got to follow this protocol. When he's in the office, he has to follow that protocol, and so on. So that's the true system. That's really the way what's going on. And as long as you focus on the doctor, your attention is focused away from the hospitals, drug companies, insurance companies, and most of all the government, which is the enforcement arm for the other three.
Ed, did you have another question?
Well, I just wanted to make a comment. Isn't it so true that the drug companies or the drug trust is the one that is setting the agenda for all the doctors?
No. Again, there's three people. There's the drug trust, the hospital trust, the insurance trust. And then you have the government. The government is the enforcement arm. What the government wants is a weakened, fearful population that's easily governed. That's what the government wants. And so if the drug companies ever came up with a drug that said backbone in a bottle, that drug company would be squashed in a blink. So, I mean, don't even think that the government is this helpless entity being jerked around by all these nefarious forces and the government is totally helpless and stupid. Not so. The government said, look, what we want is a population that is totally weakened, subdued, and governable. That's what we want. And if that's the hospitals, the insurance companies, and the drug companies, as long as you give us that, we will enforce whatever draconian, murderous, profitable, anything that you decide to visit upon the people. So it's a two-way street.
Right. Yep. I fully concur with that.
All righty. Thank you, Ed, for your phone call. A question. Do you have a print version of your latest book?
No, I don't. But I'm working on getting one. So someone in the chat room, can you type in how I can get a print version of my latest book without having to spend a fortune? I thought CreateSpace could do that, but I'm not sure. I just am totally mired in that. So
okay, I think they do.
We'll refer to the chat room.
Okay. So somebody answer that question. Also, another person would like to hear more about phosphorus. They were not aware of that problem at all. But first, let's take another caller, and then we'll get to the phosphorus question. Craig in Ontario. Craig, welcome to the program.
Hi. Hello, gals.
Hi. I'm glad you didn't say guys.
I never heard you say that.
That's my pet peeve.
Dr. Daniels, I bought your book, loved it. It was like an amazing deal. And it really opened my eyes to the fact that doctors are just high-paid factory workers when their hands
are
tied. It blew me away, totally blew me away. I mean, we've all been raised, the doctors, blah, blah, blah. Forget about it, you know? So I was going to your site, and I got a question that's kind of causing a bit of concern with me. I look at you now as being sort of the anti-medical establishment kind of person, you know? But I don't know if you know. Well, not possible?
No, I said possibly. I mean, I'm pretty open.
Okay, because like the back of your site, right? And I don't know if you noticed, but at the bottom of your site, there are three main ads for donations, and they're for it's either the American Red Cross, Habitat,
or Doctors with Those Ears. I don't have control over that. I'll have to see if I can get control over that. Thank you, though.
Okay, that's
those aren't my ads. Yeah.
That's what I thought, because there's the bottom. It almost looked like a click-through, like a Google kind of thing, or whoever's hosting your webpage. Because I tell you, I must admit. From a credibility viewpoint, my heart sank. I said, oh, no, don't tell me she's a sellout here. I couldn't believe it.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
No, she's just a techno dump.
Okay, just a techno thing. And also, some folks were talking about the book. I have an Android phone, and so I don't have a Kindle reader. But I'm sure, like iPhone or stuff, I just downloaded a free app that would allow me to read your Kindle book on my device, which is an Android. So other people out there, if they don't have Kindle, they may find other ways. I'm sure you can download free readers to get your book.
Okay. And, of course, you can do it on your PC also, on your iPad.
Yes. All right. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Daniels, for clarifying that for me.
I appreciate that. We got to get on that. I've got to get a whole new hosting. It's a nightmare. Everyone says, for $5,000, we think we can help. I'm like, oh, my God.
Well, I mean, because you're so business-wise, and to know that kind of thing, marketing and perception, would be quite the negative coming at
you. Yeah.
All righty. Yep. Well, thank you so much for answering that question.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Craig.
All right, bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, so our other listener would like to know more about phosphorus, and he was not aware of this problem. And there's so many things in our food that you, well, you've indicated. There's other things. There's not just aspartame. There's not just those things. There are a lot of things that started a long time before the aspartame issue became an issue.
Yeah. What's really going on here is what aspartame has woken up the slumbering public. And that's really the crime of aspartame. So you need to see aspartame as just that, waking the slumbering giant. That would be you. And so let's talk about phosphorus. Phosphorus is absolutely fascinating because it's such an incredible moneymaker. It's a major success story. From a business standpoint. So it's a food additive. And it causes chronic kidney disease, does that sound familiar, and weak bone and premature death. Now, chronic kidney disease is always blamed on hypertension. A lot of people who have chronic kidney disease don't have hypertension. So it's listed in the ingredients under like sodium phosphate, calcium phosphate, phosphoric acid. All these things literally dissolve your bones and turn them to absolute dust, kind of like 9/11. And people are eating stuff that contains this. And phosphorus and calcium in the bones have this kind of balance. And so you need a ratio of phosphorus and calcium. If you don't have that ratio of calcium to phosphorus, then the phosphorus pulls minerals out of your bones and destabilizes your bones. And then these things, these minerals, this phosphorus, are in solution. Then your kidneys are like, I will help. And it tries to filter out the phosphorus. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense. Okay, so now you got kidney stones, and now the kidney tubules are clogged, they can't filter your blood, you have kidney failure. Before you know it, you're on dialysis, and you're like, whoa, which way did it go? And everyone's surprised. The doctor's got no clue. You've got no clue. All you know is you're on dialysis, and life is awful. So phosphorus is the hidden culprit here. Obviously one of many, but let's talk about phosphorus. Stay focused here. Frozen dinners. If you're eating frozen dinner, it has high levels of phosphorus. That's what allows it to be preserved and have that beautiful color. Baked goods. The baking powder that you use in muffins has phosphorus in it. Cake mixes have phosphorus in it. Processed baked goods, very phosphorus rich. And this is why they cause osteoporosis. Everyone says, oh, it's the white flour. Well, that's so fast. The white flour is augmented with phosphorus, an unbeatable combination. And then processed meats. Sodium phosphate is added to sausage, lunch meat, ham, canned fish. Other processed meat is used to keep them moist and tender during storage. So if you lift up that slice of lunch meat that's nice and tender and moist, well, you know it's got lots of phosphorus in it. And so convenience foods like Kraft macaroni and cheese, flavored noodle mixes, all these things are very high in phosphorus. Sodas, same preservatives. And fruit juice contain a lot of phosphorus.
Holy cow. Okay, we will be right back after a word from our sponsors in 3 minutes.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a one-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruits, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. She is the author of Murder by Medicine is No Accident, The Lethal Dose, Why Your Doctor is Prescribing It, and the co-author of Do You Have the Guts to Be Beautiful? Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. All righty, we do have a couple of other callers. Did you want to finish what you were saying about phosphate and phosphorus?
Yeah, it's also in your enhanced meats, like, you know, the next time you get a self-basting turkey, for example, or other chicken advertises containing added broth, you can put it down because that broth is added to retain moisture and contains lots and lots of phosphorus. Convenience foods, sodas, fast food restaurants, and restaurant foods in general are very high in phosphorus. And also calcium fortified foods are fortified with calcium phosphate. So my rule now, if it's in the package, I don't need it. I just pass it up.
Wonderful, wonderful advice. All righty, let's take Andrea from Oklahoma. Andrea, welcome to the program. Andrea, are you there? Okay, let's...
Hello?
Yes, hi. Welcome.
Hi. Last night on the news, they gave a quick snippet that our governor was trying to pass a bill that had over 300 different bills, and that they're trying to break apart now because they wouldn't just shove it right through. And since, after being educated by a Republic broadcasting station here, I don't trust our government. So I went down to talk to my representative. He wasn't in, but I spoke to another representative, and everything I mentioned about this bill, he just indicated, because it's the bill is set up, that the people will not be able to sue. And now, 300 different ways that people cannot sue, and he basically said it had a lot to do with restaurants. Like he gave the, for instance, a fella that ate at McDonald's, he got fat and it made him had a heart attack. So he went and sued and was able to get money from McDonald's, a huge settlement. So the thing is, what I talked about was the vaccines and all the things that are in our foods, the aspartame, since this has been aspartame week, and he just indicated that he was aware of it, all the vaccines for, like, these children that are at school, that he wanted to know if that was happening in Oklahoma, if they were getting the cancer vaccine here. And it's like, no, I think that was another state. But if they're doing it in another state, it might come here. And he wasn't for it. But he indicated that he was pro-life, and it's like, what's the point? You're for pro-life, but once they're here, you poison them and kill them the other way. I mean, it's just, what is our government doing, and how do we fight this? And it he indicated there really wasn't a way. And I'm starting to, after listening to what I've been able to pick up in today's show, that I don't know how to fight this. I'm just at a loss. And
very simple.
Maybe we should just all pack up and go to Panama, but I hear our government's trying to stop us at the border and confiscate any money we have and keep us here so they can go ahead and poison us. It's like, what is the deal with our government? So that was my comment, and I'll let you go. But God bless you, Dr. Jennifer Daniels. I really appreciate you, and I cherish every time you come on.
Thank you.
Thank you, Andrea.
All right. First of all, what has happened is our government has been taken over. We have had a coup. So the assassination of Lincoln was one coup. The assassination of Kennedy was another coup. And each presidential election has been another coup. And it's not like they count those votes. So once you understand that what we have in office is not a legitimate government, they've not been elected by you or any other people in the United States. So they don't have a legitimate right to govern. So just understand that. The next thing you need to do is examine in your life things that you do every single month and things you do every single day, whatever they are, it doesn't matter. And ask yourself which of these things constitute cooperation with this regime, so to speak, and withdraw your cooperation. The system is so fragile that it can't tolerate even 5% of people say, you know what, I'm through. My kid's not going to high school. He's not graduating from high school. The stuff online, if I want to teach him, he can learn. I'm not sitting in the college. I'm not going into debt. I'm not going to have a baby in a hospital and get raped and have my health, whatever. Just go through these things, ways that you can not participate. Dropping your health insurance is huge, huge, huge. And the reason the government is taking the money away from you is not because it needs the money. It's because it doesn't want you to have the money. It's so you can be a slave. The government doesn't need your money. It can print all the money it wants. The reason it wants you to have no money is so you can be reduced to slavery. And once you get a grip on that, once you understand that, it puts you in a different position, one of power.
Fabulous. Fabulous, fabulous. All righty, let's take Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Deanna. I hope I don't get drowned out by the noise, but I want to appreciate Dr. Daniels for coming on. And I couldn't be surprised by the parallels that you drew specifically when you were speaking of the secrecy that these conspiracies between the corporate agents operate under. And they analogize specifically to the law community, where the judges meet and the attorneys meet ex parte, one party, or in camera, which is a secret in the judge's chamber. The,
right.
The Hippocratic Oath is very similar to the Bar Oath, and it has the secret club members making all these decisions without the people.
Right.
Absolutely true. Okay.
And well, I want to thank Dr. Daniels specifically for the wonderful emails that she sends out to everyone who signs up for her site and how informative they are. I thank you for what you do to bring the truth to what's going on in the medical community.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
All righty. Let's take real quick Shirley in North Carolina. Shirley, welcome to the program.
Hi. Just want to thank Dr. Daniels and you for doing the programs on the aspartame. And opened my eyes a lot. I already knew some of the stuff, but it's just amazing. I have a question because I have been using stevia for a couple of years, and I was wondering if there's a difference in the white, which might be bleached, or the pure product like the green, and if it is safe to consume.
That's an excellent question. The white is beyond bleach. If it was only bleach, it wouldn't be nearly as bad. But they actually put maltodextrin in it. So that white stevia is less than 10% stevia and 90% maltodextrin. It has the same calorie content as regular sugar. So you're not escaping any calories by using the white stevia.
Okay.
The only reason
so
they can call it zero calories.
The green would be better?
The green would be better. That's, you know, I have to give that a guarded better, because what I don't know is what are they adding to that. They haven't yet said. I do know that the green stevia is now steam sterilized. So that means that when you steam sterilize an herb, of course you make it weaker. So I don't know where you live or what your topography or geography is. You might want to just buy a stevia plant and just pinch a leaf off when you want it.
Okay. My son just got through with a bout of cancer and has been, you know, declared, you know, cancer-free. He's doing like the ketogenic diet, but he doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't drinking. He drinks the stevia in his. He uses it in his tea. And
white stevia.
The white stevia is sweet leaf, and it was supposed to be, you know, the best.
Right.
But
no.
Not good?
No.
Okay.
Yeah. Stevia is not white no matter how you slice it. And
okay.
So if it's white, it's not stevia, it's maltodextrin. But they're calling it stevia because they put a little sprinkle of stevia in it, and those stevia cells, maltodextrin doesn't.
Okay, so do you think it is as bad as aspartame?
I think it's only as bad as white sugar.
Okay.
To say as bad as aspartame, you have to read the label a little more detail. A lot of these stevia products actually contain aspartame in them. And that's another thing people aren't told.
Oh, my goodness.
You've got big stevia on the front and then on the back in the fine print. If it's white, they all have maltodextrin. That's what makes it white. And some of them even have aspartame added and saccharin added and a bunch of other fake sugars added. I'm like, what are they trying to do?
Oh my.
They're trying to murder people on the fly, exactly. So you have to get out your magnifying glass, and there's two sets of ingredients, active and inactive. You have to read both.
Do you think honey would be a better substitute, a small amount of honey?
Honey would be a better substitute. A fistful of dirt would be a better substitute. I mean, this is really bad stuff he's messing with.